High-risk contact in the home, your household members. The first question you need to ask yourself is the individual identified as high-risk, fully immunized, or previously positive? If the answer is no, then the next question you need to ask yourself is the household member fully immunized or previously positive? If the answer is no, then the next question you need to ask yourself is, does the high-risk contact have symptoms? If the answer to this is no, then the household member may attend work or school. If the answer to this is yes, then the household member should isolate while the high-risk contact is awaiting test results or if they are not tested. If negative, the household member may attend work or school during the high-risk contact's isolation period. Returning to the previous question, is the household member fully immunized or previously positive? If the answer is yes, then no isolation is required. Now returning to the very first question, is the individual identified as high-risk, fully immunized, and or previously positive? If the answer is yes, then the next question you need to ask is, does the high-risk contact have symptoms? If the answer to this is no, then no isolation is required. If the answer to this is yes, then the next question you need to ask yourself is the household member fully immunized or previously positive? If the answer to this question is no, then the household member should isolate while the high-risk contact is awaiting test results or if they are not tested. If the high-risk contact tests negative, the household member is not required to isolate. If the answer to this question is yes, then no isolation is required.